Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. I'm O.W. Prince, and this is your real illuminating moment. It's March the 3rd, 2022. On today, I would like us to consider this thought, even this theme, the look at me religion and the come hear me church. The look at me religion and the come hear me church. One of the many problems with some Christian ministers and pastors is that they want to be recognized. They want to promote their image, their name, their brand. They want to be famous and well known, and many are concerned with being the image of worldly wealth, opulence, and success. But when I read the Holy Scriptures, I don't find one of Yahweh's true authentic apostles or disciples concerned about their image, their style, their brand, their name, their fame, or wealth. Many of today's Christian preachers and pastors want everyone to know their name prefaced by their academic degree and chosen religious titles. But no such practice was a part of the authentic following of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Holy Messiah from Yahweh. Therefore, it is my position, and I do believe that I have the Holy Spirit regarding this revelation, that we should stop trying to be recognized, that is to say, we should stop trying to be seen and just do the work to which we have been anointed and sent to do, if indeed we are saved and sent by God. Stop trying to imitate Satan's images of superstar preachers and celebrity pastors and stage-performing motivational speakers and crowd-pleasing, entertaining clowns. Stop trying to glorify yourself and imitating the false prophets of this world and her Christian institutions. Stop trying to make a name for yourself. The only name that should be glorified is the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God Yahweh. The only person that we should imitate is Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach. The only one that we should try to be like is the Lord. And the only one we should be trying to get other people to see is God. I know you don't like me, but your name can't do me any good. Your image is idolatrous at best. You worship yourself. You are proud of yourselves. You are proud of your titles. You can't even call your name without putting a title before it. What's your name, Minister so-and-so? What's your name, Bishop so-and-so? What's your name, Apostle Bishop so-and-so? What's your name, Prophetess, Chief Apostle, Doctor, Reverend, Elder, so-and-so? Really? Is that the practice of those who are humble before God, saintly before heaven, and born again of the Holy Spirit? I don't think so. Your name can't do me any good, and your title is impotent and irrelevant. We need the name of Jesus, Yahushua, the Holy Messiah from Yahweh the Father. Philippians 2:9 tells us, therefore, God exalted him in the highest place and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Matthew 28:18 says, then Jesus came and told them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given me. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, be imitators of God, therefore, as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrificial offering to God. I repeat, be imitators of God, not Christianity. Be imitators of God, not church. Be imitators of God, not religion. Be imitators of God, not any of these false prophets, not any of these slimy, money-grabbing, whoring thieves. Be imitators of God. 1 Peter 1:15, reading through the 17th verse. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each one's work impartially, conduct yourselves in reverent fear, doing your stay as foreigners. That implying doing your stay as foreigners, sojourners through this temporary existence. We are not to stay here, so conduct yourselves accordingly. Leviticus 20:7 reads, consecrate yourself, therefore, and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Now remember, God just said that he is holy, and we ought to consecrate ourselves unto him. We ought to separate ourselves from the world. We ought to separate ourselves from these things that are of this world. We ought to be set apart for God, because he is our Lord. Romans 14:19 says, so then let us pursue what leads to peace and to mutual edification. We ought to be about what leads to our salvation, our redemption, and our firm foundation in God. And lastly, Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Well, that kills those churches who are promoting themselves out of ambition and vain conceit. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. That's an indictment against the come see me church, the come hear me preacher, the come it's all about me religion. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. That just kills those folks who want to promote their image, the image of their church, their facility, their many 60, 70, or 80 ministries in their religious Christian institution. That just kills it. All of these commercials promoting their religion, their Christian institution, their pastor, their choir, their service over anybody else's service. But he says, do nothing, nothing, nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. We surely not seeing that. There isn't one church I know will consider another church better than themselves. I don't find any pastors hardly ever getting on these TV shows and commercials that they're promoting, saying anything good about another church or another pastor. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. That's the word, Philippians 2:3. We don't find that. We don't find that in Christianity anymore, if we ever had it in this modern age. We don't find churches and ministers and institutions of faith being supportive of another or preferring another to themselves unless there's something in it for them. Now, people will exchange monies. They will exchange promotion. You help me, I help you. I preach your revival, you preach my revival, that kind of mentality. But that's not of God. It was never of God, and it was never practiced by the apostles of God. Romans 2:8 says, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow wickedness, there will be wrath and anger. Let me read that again. Romans 2:8 says, but for those who are self-seeking, come hear me, church. Come see me, church. Those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow wickedness, there will be wrath and anger. Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Outdo yourselves in honoring one another. Outdo yourselves in honoring one another. We surely not seeing that in this Christian environment. Galatians 5:26 says, let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another. And Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We are to submit to one another, be humble to one and towards one another out of reverence for Christ. Colossians 3:12 said, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, I'm talking to the elect of God, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with hearts of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Nowhere does a saint of Yahweh promote his own image, but we promote the spirit of Christ and of God. Nowhere does the saint of Yahweh imitate any world-renowned priest or Christian teacher or pastor or church, but the holiness of the Father. It is written in the Word, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. We are not into images. We are not into pictures and photos of ourselves. We are not into self-promotion and come hear me churches. But we are in the Holy Spirit of God. For we do not worship images, especially not our own. However, we do worship Yahweh in spirit and in truth. We do not seek glory for ourselves, but we deny ourselves and seek the glory of God. To God be the glory. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.